Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got some special guests in studio, a familiar voice. We got Kathy Dawes, Ken Scroggs, and Cassidy Scroggs in studio. Talk about Hope Ranch is open house coming up on June 30th. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? How's retirement? Still good?
It's still good.
Can you enjoy her retirement?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she gets to sleep in now.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. Well, great to have you all in. Again, Hope Ranch having an open house on Saturday, June 30th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And just in case we have some new listeners, just to remind folks what Hope Ranch is and what Hope Ranch does some incredible work.
So Hope Ranch was founded in 2006, and we've been serving the community with therapeutic instruction, riding instruction on horses. And we take in all kinds of people. We serve emotionally, physically, cognitively, and I don't know if I said socially. All individuals, really, that have any kind of disabilities or any problems that they're going through. We really think that horses can help those people in any way, just whether it's getting out there, getting on a horse, getting some freedom, or being out there and dealing with them and controlling them.
Yeah, I mean, that's encapsulates everything. So what ends up happening is they come out and get in a class, and they have volunteers. We have volunteers that help them and assist them in learning how to ride. And we've developed the program so they actually do participate and ride. It's not like a merry-go-round where you get on and just go in circles.
Not like a carnival.
Not like a carnival. Almost, but not quite.
And I'm sure with spring and the warmer weather, extremely warm weather that we're about to have here probably today and the rest of the weekend, as we've been hearing in our weather reports, I'm sure this is a pretty busy year, time of year for Hope Ranch.
Yeah, it is. We've revamped the classes because we have so many kids. Cass and the team that she has out there now have really been pushing a lot. And we were running 7 days a week, so now they've tried to move it around so we could get more people in. And now I think it's 4 days, so we have some times open so we can slide people in there. And right now, of course, being summer, people start wanting to come out. Now, the other thing, too, is it's being hot. And there are, at some point, there's a temperature which you say, okay, this is just too hot to ride.
Or too hot to do anything.
Too hot to do anything, except go home and sit in the air conditioning. And we'll usually notify people when that happens. But we do have an insulated, covered indoor arena, so that does help.
And Kathy, we got the open house coming up. If you want to just talk about some of the things that are going to be involved in open house and some of the activities people can look forward to.
Well, and I know that, and I know Cass has done a lot of the work on this. I think there's some bounce houses that are planned. There'll be all sorts of games, refreshments, and different things that way. So I know people are. I know Cassidy's been the one hard at work on this as our coordinator there, and I'll let her maybe explain that a little bit more.
Okay, so for the open house, we are inviting all of the public. The goal of the open house is to celebrate our program and our riders and our instructors and just everybody that's involved and show the community what we do. We are having a bounce house, like Kathy said, and a dunk tank. Some refreshments are being provided by one of our families. And we are going to do the carnival-like rides, actually. So we're going to do some
rides, but
we're going to do some merry-go-round horseback rides. But yeah. We would really just like to invite the public to come out and come visit and see what we do and see either how they can get involved volunteer-wise or really see what's out there for them to get involved in with their kids and anybody that has a disability that doesn't know that there's something out there for them to do, to just see how we work.
You had the military people in here just now, and that's one of the big things that we've done for a while, and that's provided riding. And the thing about Hope Ranch is that we try to make it as minimally expensive as possible. Riding a horse is expensive, but we've cut that way down. And so we're trying to help even them. I mean, kids whose parents are deployed, things like that, can come out and ride and send pictures and videos of themselves to their dad or whatever when they're over there. A lot of those things have happened. We've worked with some of the PTSD people over there, so that's worked out well. But she didn't mention a dunk tank.
Dunk Tank.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, who's in the Dunk Tank?
Well, that's what I mean. I've been, I don't know. I keep being told that I'm a candidate for that. I don't know about that.
I think the kids would really like to see Mr. Ken in the Dunk Tank.
I think we ought to get Dave Lewis to come over and get in the Dunk Tank. What do you think?
I see a thumbs down in the other room.
Oh, thumbs down. Okay.
You're going to have to be really nice to folks to try not getting in the Dunk Tank for the next couple weeks.
There's a couple of instructors that the kids have wanted to see in there, so that should be fun too for them to go, hey, I want to see her in the Dunk Tank. You know, that'll be good.
Brady Bowman here with folks from Hope Ranch. We've got Kathy Dawes, Ken Scroggs, and Cassie Scroggs talking Hope Ranch and all the great work that happens there. How many instructors does Hope Ranch have?
Well, right now, there's two instructors that actually do the individual classes, and they actually are the ones who run the class. What ends up happening is you have a group of up to five people in the class, and the instructor tells the kids on the horses what to do, and the volunteers are either leaders or sidewalkers to actually help make sure they don't fall off and all that kind of stuff. But they are just there to assist in the instructor in having that children do what they're supposed to do, or the rider do what they're supposed to do. So that's how that happens.
And again, Hope Ranch, just to remind folks, it really deals with therapeutic riding. And Cassie, if you just want to share some of the stories that, and just maybe just some of the change that you've seen, and just how this does work for folks. Sometimes you put folks on a horse and it just kind of changes their perspectives, their eyes get bright and really makes their day.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, I can say for sure, one of my favorite riders is on Tuesday, and he comes out, and a lot of times he comes out and he's had a bad day or a bad week or something, and he just really enjoys being out there. He smiles and laughs and jokes around with us the whole time, and we give him a hard time, and then he gets on, and sometimes he has a bad day, sometimes he has a really, really amazing day, He's wheelchair bound, so when we get him on the horse, it's really like giving him new legs, and there's days when he's like shaking really bad because he works so hard, or there's days when we just only make it around the arena one time, but he just continues to come out because he just loves it so much, and I know that my dad actually has quite a few emotional stories.
Which sometimes are hard to get through.
Yeah, if you want to see him to start crying.
Well, as an early volunteer, I remember, just to get you started while you think, well, maybe we don't want him to think too much. Go ahead, Ken, you start. I guess, and here I go again. No,
it's fine.
No, I mean,
trying to take over the interview.
The real issue is we provide the opportunity for things to happen in therapeutic riding. And the reason I'm saying that is because if someone has a physical disability, like Cassidy says, when you put them on a horse, they're walking around, and it's kind of one of those things where you're on the same ground with them if you're riding next to them or whatever, because they're there with you. But also emotionally, I mean, there's a social component, as Cassidy mentioned, because they get to know the volunteers that are around them. We try to keep that as consistent as possible, and they get to know the horse. One of the craziest things, and there's things you don't think about when we started the program back in 2006, was the connection that kids would have with the horse. You're kind of going, okay, they'll have fun, they'll talk to people, things will work out right, and then we'll be able to help them. But we've had a horse that colicked and died, and it was a traumatic incident for a couple of the kids, because that was their buddy. And so it's just stuff you don't realize how close they get to that. Yeah, that situation.
I still remember my early volunteer days when I actually had just met Ken and was helping out a little bit, but I'll never forget one particular case with a horse and a child with autism, and I was a sidewalker, I believe I was leading the horse, and the horse kind of got a little peppier and went just a little bit faster, and the little boy laughed out loud, and I remember the mother in the stands, just tears coming, because he was never verbal, he never laughed out loud, and I mean, there's moments like that really make you realize you're making a difference.
Very special moments. Again, you're talking Hope Ranch with Kathy Dawes, who you just heard. Ken Scroggs and Cassie Scroggs are in studio with us. And again, talking about the open house for Hope Ranch. That, again, is going to be on June 30th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. That will be on a Saturday. It's at 3841 West 69th Avenue in Manhattan. And Ken, Hope Ranch founded in 2006, so you're looking at 12 years later. Has time just like flown by?
It has. It's really flown by, and that's one of the reasons why we try to improve and make it better and better, and Cass has done a great job at that. And one of the reasons that we're trying to do right, what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to raise money for a Sure Hands lift system. Right now, what ends up happening, and this becomes a problem because now we've got other people trying to get in to ride, and we just had one applicant, and he probably weighs 200 pounds, and he's in a wheelchair. And the problem you have is you can't, how do you pick him up? Now, we do have a ramp that we've used over the years, but now if we had the lift system, you could lift him up and pick him up, move him over, and set him on a horse. But being instructors, now, when we first started Hope Ranch, the first probably 4 years, I did every class. And after a while, it got pretty rough trying to pick everybody up and putting them there. So right now, we're actually raising funds for a Sure Hands lift to install out there so that we could pick the kids up or the riders up and set them on the horse, as opposed to us having to pick them up ourselves and move them onto the horse. So that's on GoFundMe, I think. Yeah, right now, and we're trying to get that done so it would actually give us access to more, be able to help more of the people with wheelchairs, and all of them would have that ability to get on then.
Well, as far as searching the GoFundMe, would just searching Hope Ranch and GoFundMe, would that bring you in?
The name of the GoFundMe is Lift with Sure Hands at Hope Ranch.
All right, very good. So really just another example, just the progress Hope Ranch has made. When you first started this in 2006.
I know where you're going. I'm going, whoa.
Yeah, did you think it'd still be going on strong like
well,
this?
Well, you know, when you start something like that, you dream and hope, but you never know how it's going to work because the crystal ball's kind of cloudy most of the time. So, but now you're looking at it going, man, there's even more we can do. The more you do, it's not like you sit back and go, okay, we're done. That's great. You know, there's more stuff we can do. What else can we accomplish? You know, that's how that works.
Very good. Brady Bowman here with Hope Ranch folks. Kathy Dawes, Ken Scroggs, and Cassie Scroggs. Thanks so much for coming in. Good to see you again, Kathy.
Good to be here.
More in Focus coming up on the other side of the break.